Yeah, no, that's Wildcats basketball that we, you know, love, playing hard, crashing the glass, playing unselfish basketball and playing defense. You know, we haven't held a team to 72 points for a long time, and a lot of it has to do with this fella sitting next to me, you know, just to have the captain back on the team and starting. We started off aggressively, and it was great for coaching to have the five for the first time this season start the game that we envisioned in the pre-season.
No doubt, Damo's been in your ear for weeks now, saying he's ready to start as well as play. What finally tipped it?
We need his spark. You know, he brings he gives you points on the defensive end. Just his hustle, his block shot, he's gets a steal, gets energizes the guys out there. And we didn't have that intensity on the defensive end, and we were playing pretty poor defense without it. So, and then you got the other guys. It's infectious, you know. And then you got Casey. You got Maddie's a great defender. He's been defending all season well, and you know, it's good to finally have the 10 guys on the court playing together.
Did you realise it was clicking and everything was working? I suppose you kept them to 11 shots in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, to win every quarter. We win every quarter? Yeah, I think we did. You know, it was good, especially coming back from New Zealand. We played a tough game Thursday night. You're flying 8 hours halfway across the world. No preparation time whatsoever. You know, we were pretty disappointed after that game, and the guys really stood up when it was we needed to.
Damo, what was the preparation like after the wire popped out? What did you need to do to get clear?
I saw the surgeon this morning, and he had a good look and had an x-ray, and he was more concerned about the jaw itself than the teeth. Unfortunately, the teeth are in a situation where I'm one good hit away from getting some fake ones, which are inevitable anyway, so it'll be a party trick when I pull out my bottom four eventually. But yeah, once he was happy with how the jaw looked, then it's just a matter of just making sure I'm still wearing the mouth guard, doing the little things, and then on Tuesday I'll get some more wiring put on.
What was your initial take when it happened on Wednesday and Thursday? Did you think that it was worse than what it was when you got
here? Yeah, I didn't notice the wiring had fallen out, and I thought the little pieces of white, hard white bits were teeth, but that was just the glue that was holding the wires on. And at the time I was like, oh no, I'm going to miss more games, which was frustrating. So I was trying to convince the physio to let me play out the game. But obviously, with what's happened, he wasn't getting me the okay once we saw the wiring was stuck in my mouth guard. But fortunately, the surgeon did a great job. Everyone that's taking care of me with my teeth, they were confident that I could go out and play tonight, which is good.
Did that knock your confidence at all, getting hit again?
No, I actually took a shot to the jaw earlier in the game, and knowing how that felt afterwards, that I could handle it, actually, I built confidence from it. So when I took the second one, at no time was I concerned about the jaw, as just the teeth, which have taken their fair whack in the last week or two.
Mm. How good did it feel to start?
Oh, excellent. Especially to be able to do it at home. It was fantastic running out there to start. But in saying that, Jared Kenny's been a huge pickup for us. He's been fantastic all year. So regardless of whether I started or not, you know, we've been trying to emphasise that we're 10 deep. And then, you know, you throw Corbin Rowe and then Reese as well when we're at home. And we back each other. If we can play half a 3 or 4 minute spurt, sub yourself out, we don't lose anything going to the bench.
Casey's alley-oop block. Is that about as good as saying?
I don't think I crossed halfway once. I cannot keep up with Casey once he gets going. He's fantastic. And a lot of it we've just got to remember that he's young, he's playing overseas for the first time, and he's only going to get better as the season continues. So he's a special talent, and seeing the work that, the cohesion that he and Dollar had tonight was fantastic. If those two can work together like that, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
How much have you seen him grow in confidence and comfort in the past few weeks?
Oh, a lot. You know, from him coming in, pre-season, you know, kind of a turnover, he'd look over to the bench, you know, a foul, he'd look over. Now he's backing himself, he's starting to find his strengths within the system, and he's got confidence at the defensive end where I think he can be a true talent. So it's a lot of fun watching his progression, and I'm only halfway through the season.
Just back on Damo, is there any sort of minutes limit still now, or are you free reign?
Yeah, there was a little bit tonight, but you know, the most dangerous part was the first couple of games back, you know, to get secure with his confidence playing out there. You know, he's still putting his head in there and he's blocking shots, and he's the old Damo that we love on the court. And so hopefully we can build on that. Played 22 minutes, so yeah.
No, it's fatigue chasing Randall around more than anything.
It's a healthy rivalry, isn't it? It's every time that we play, that's, you know, we're bringing our best out there, and Like, I didn't see what happened with Sean and Petrie, so I probably can't comment on that one. Then Nate was, you know, they got into Nate a little bit, so we just got to play a little bit smarter when that happens. I think we kind of lost when New Zealand did that to us the other night. Play a little bit more smarter and how we can use their aggressiveness against them.